Welcome to the Stephen Mansfield Podcast.
Well, welcome to the Stephen Mansfield Podcast, where we are looking at history and contemporary events through the lens of leadership, through the lens of character, and through the lens of faith. I want to get right to it and talk to you about a very recent event. In fact, as I'm recording this on the 23rd of March, it happened yesterday, the 22nd of March, in Moscow. A terrorist, Islamic terrorist organization, I'll describe in a moment, attacked a packed concert hall, sprayed it with machine gun fire, and then set it afire. About 133 people are known dead at this point. The death toll is certain to rise, and it is causing quite an international incident. So let's back up. Let me tell you what happened. A group called Islamic Khorasan, which we shorten to ISIS-K. They are definitely a Southeast Asian branch or South Central Asian branch of ISIS. So the shorthand in D.C. is ISIS-K, but that stands for Khorasan. They are a Sunni Islamic group. They are terrorists. They oppose any Muslims that associate with a secular state because they, of course, believe in an Islamic state. And so they have engaged in horrible and bloody terrorist actions. They are the ones who attacked the checkpoints in Kabul, where U.S. Marines and soldiers were killed as we badly exited Afghanistan under the Biden administration. They have engaged in other terrorist actions, very bloody. They engaged in terrorist action in Paris. And so hating Russia as they do and despising Muslims whom they consider to be secularized or subject to a secular state, they decided to attack the jam-packed Crocus City Hall. Now, City Hall doesn't mean in Russia what it means here. Here it would be like the city government, you know, the town hall where the city government is. There it just meant concert hall. So it was jam-packed. They descended on it in camouflage. They sprayed the room with machine gun fire and they set the place ablaze. Many people, experts who are on the scene, are expecting a death toll in the hundreds, not just the 133 who have died now. So this is ugly. Vladimir Putin, the premier of Russia, of course, is blaming Ukraine for having created a corridor for these people to come in, which is, of course, ridiculous. Ukraine is as careful to battle extremists, especially Islamic extremist groups, as any nation on earth. And, of course, an Islamic group like this would have chosen other corridors through which it would have been easy for them to blend back into the society. So the idea that they came to Ukraine is just Putin, you know, trying to have another reason to drop bombs on Ukrainian children. Now, here's what you need to know. Here's the thing most Americans don't know. U.S. intelligence, which is pretty amazing, especially when it comes to electronic monitoring, actually heard buzz, heard chatter, as it's called, about this attack. Knew that ISIS-K was going to do something major. They can tell with the increased frequency of communications. They can tell when there's increased energy. They can tell with certain buzzwords are being used in the communications. Not only did U.S. intelligence detect this incident in advance and knew it was coming, they warned the Russians. They warned Russia that it was going to take place. They went through channels. They informed Russian intelligence. The word did get to Vladimir Putin because what? He made a speech in which he actually laughed, giggled, I think is probably the best way to say it, like a little girl, giggled during his speech, criticizing this intelligence and saying that could never happen in Russia. So understand now, even though we are backing Ukraine against a horrible, bloody Russian incursion in Ukraine, the United States, nevertheless, mercifully warned Russia, and when Russia would not take it seriously, again, Vladimir Putin making a public speech in which he laughed at the intelligence, the United States sent out an announcement anyway to warn Americans in the area to vacate. This is just a suburb of Moscow, after all. There are many Americans in Moscow right now, from embassy personnel to business people, even to private citizens, people with dual passports, etc. Lots of Americans in Moscow. So they were trying to save lives, and if they couldn't save Russian lives, they were going to try to save American lives. And Putin laughed the whole thing off. And sure enough, here we go. Now we've got dead people in an upscale suburb of Moscow. I'll tell you, it tells us a number of things. ISIS is not dead. It's just gone hydra-headed. It's just gone into multiple snakeheads, rising everywhere it can. And we're on top of them in terms of intelligence, but the whole idea of guerrilla groups is that they're underground, they blend into the populace. A simple meeting for chai and baklava at a restaurant suddenly is, without anybody knowing it, the planning session for a terrorist action. And these guys are bloody. ISIS-K, Islamic Khorasan, is bloody, and they will strike again. And we are on top of it, but we can't monitor everything. But I think what's really important here is that Putin, Mr. Putin, Vladimir Putin, the 71-year-old premier of Russia, is a man who, this is a man with an intelligence background. This is a man who has worked in intelligence, was actually in the KGB, and yet he did not have enough of an intelligence service in place to confirm the American announcement. He also distrusted the Americans. Why would we alert him about a terrorist action in his own country unless it was real? What benefit would that be to us? He seemed to indicate we were just trying to scare the Russians. Well, let me assure you, if we're going to try to scare Russia, we're not just going to claim there's a relatively small scale. And I don't mean to say that each life is not dear to us, but a terrorist action of this size is on a small scale compared to how we might be able to scare Russia, which covers 11 time zones, for heaven's sakes. So all that to say, the idea that Mr. Putin could not confirm, instead denied, and laughed this off is going to rankle in his country, especially since he just won a completely sham election. Everybody knows it. Less than 10% of the country voted, and he is just looking like a fool. But more importantly, he's looking incompetent. When you consider that he predicted quick victory in Ukraine, and Ukraine has fought Russia to a standstill, when you consider that Mr. Putin is so insecure in his country, he's had to kill off competing candidates for the presidency, when you consider that he's not even able to take intelligence information from other nations and validate it, verify it, which is a minimum role, a minimum task for a security apparatus in a country the size of Russia, the sheer incompetence, the sheer inability to protect its citizens, and this will rise, this will continue. Islamic terrorism will rise. Muslims are about 10% of the total Russian population, and most of the republics that are on the fringe, former Soviet republics, they are majority Muslim. So you have a lot of Muslims overall, mainly on the periphery of Russia, and they are going to be ticked off by the inability to control Islamic extremism, and the rest of the populace is going to be terrorized, and Mr. Putin's incompetence is going to be noted, believe me, and much discussed. And in addition to all of that, you've got hanging over everything the Ukraine war, in which Russia, which spends 10 times what Ukraine spends on its military and has a population of 10 times the Ukrainian population, is being fought to a standstill. And frankly, I know experts in Washington who are saying, no, it's not a standstill. They're actually defeating Russia in the field. In fact, Ukraine has started to use UAVs, underwater assault vehicles, that are basically underwater drones. And they're using them very effectively. And it's shutting down the Russian Navy, which was one of the best weapons Russia had. So all of this is a toxic brew. All of this is going to continue to fester. All of this is important. We grieve the lives of those lost in Crocus City Hall in a suburb of Moscow. But I'll tell you that the implications for Vladimir Putin are dire. Keep your eyes on Putin. Keep your eyes on Islamic extremism. Keep your eyes on ISIS-K, Islamic Khorasan. And be aware that we are going to be now for the rest of our lives dealing with Islamic terrorism worldwide. Our intelligence services is doing well, but there is no absolute perfection in this battle.
Stephen Mansfield is a New York Times bestselling author, a popular global speaker, and senior fellow for public leadership at Palm Beach Atlantic University. His groundbreaking books on faith and society include The Faith of George W. Bush, The Search for God in Guinness, Mansfield's Book of Manly Men, and Lincoln's Battle with God. Learn more at StephenMansfield.tv.